Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. They're telling me their stories of their daily adventures and the wonderful things that they're doing, and it's exciting. Ingeborg was telling me last night how she had such a good time with Sylvia. How she was honoring Sylvia in her world, and Sylvia was such a lovely being for her. And I said, "My goodness, Ingeborg, honoring Sylvia, what does that mean?" "Well, that merely means, Mr. Kendall, that as I look at Sylvia, I see myself in her. As I look at Sylvia, I see her being my very bestest friend, because she loves exactly the same things that I love. She loves all of the beautiful flowers that I love. She loves all of the beautiful books that I love. She loves all the beautiful people that I love. She just loves all the same things that I love." "Well, how did you run into Sylvia? How did you ever find her, Ingeborg?" "Well, bestest friends always run into each other. No matter where they may be or what they may be doing, they always run into each other. It's like a mommy and daddy who see each other and all of a sudden they say, 'I like you.' And they know, they just know that they're destined to have a wonderful home and life together. They just know they're going to get married. They just know that." Well, that's how it is with Sylvia and me. When I saw Sylvia, I just knew that we were going to be the bestest of friends because we loved the same things and we talked the same things and we shared the same things. And I would say to Sylvia, "Sylvia, come, let's play in my box, my sandbox out here. I got some nice toys here and I want to build some mountains and do some things." Sylvia said, "Well, all right, happy to do that. Okay. And so Sylvia came out and played with me. And then Sylvia said to me, "Ingeborg, you know, I have some teddy bears on my bed, and I would like to show them to you." And I said immediately to Sylvia, "You bet." And so the two of us went into Sylvia's room, and there Sylvia had all over her bed these beautiful teddy bears. She had five or six of them, and I thought, "Sylvia, where did you get all those teddy bears?" And Sylvia says, "Well, I collect them. I like teddy bears." And Ingeborg said, "Well, I do too. Can I get my teddy bear and we'll play teddy bears to get together?" "Oh, you have teddy bears too?" "Yes, Sylvia, I sure do. I sure do." And so I brought my teddy bears into Sylvia's room. And the two of us were playing on the bed with the teddy bears, and the teddy bears were talking and sharing. And, you know, the teddy bears had nice things to say to each other. They were saying they liked each other. They were saying, "Hey, can we play some more together? I like playing with you. You're a wonderful teddy bear. You're thoughtful and joyful and you're caring." "Oh, sure." Sylvia's teddy bears were always so loving. Sylvia's teddy bears were always wearing their pretty dresses and their pretty clothing and so forth. And Ingeborg's teddy bears were always wearing their work clothes. Ingeborg's teddy bears were always wearing their overalls and their Levi's, and they were ready to go out and work in the garden. They were going to work here and there and everywhere. And Sylvia's teddy bears were always prettied up by having their lovely dresses. Now Sylvia said, "Ingeborg, can I watch your teddy bears while they're working?" "Oh yes, come along." And Ingeborg took her teddy bears out into the garden, and her teddy bears would work with the hoe, and Ingeborg would help them so that they could do it happily. And Sylvia and her teddy bears were sitting there on the side watching, and they're saying, "Oh, you guys look like you're having so much fun. You guys look like you're doing so much. Can we do it too?" And Ingeborg said, "Well, certainly, come on." And Ingeborg just sort of honored the other child. She honored Sylvia because she knew that Sylvia was just like her. So Sylvia came over with her teddy bears and their pretty dresses, and they started to work in the garden too. And pretty soon their pretty dresses were just as dirty as could be, just like the overalls on Ingeborg's teddy bears. And Ingeborg said, "My goodness, you sure get dirty out here, don't you?" And Sylvie says, "Yes, but it's okay. We can wash them." And so the two young ladies went in the house. They took their teddy bears and they went to the kitchen table. And they undressed their teddy bears. And they took off their dirty clothes and they shook the teddy bears so that the dirt would fall away from them and they'd be all nice and clean. And then they took their clothes and they put them in a bowl in the sink and they swished them around and they washed them real good. And then they rinsed them real good. And then they scrunched them together so all the water would come out. And then they laid them over the edge of the back of a metal chair in the kitchen. And Mother came in the kitchen. She said, "Well, what are you girls doing here?" And Ingeborg said, "We're just washing clothes of our teddy bears because we were working in the garden and now they're drying in the back of the chair." "Oh, that's a good idea. Very good idea. Would you girls like some cookies?" "Oh, yes, Mommy, yes." And so Mother brought out some cookies for the girls, and Ingeborg said, "Sylvia, will you dine with me?" And Sylvia says, "Yeah, sure." And Sylvia says, "Just a minute. Can I bring something to our party, too?" And Ingeborg says, "Of course." So Sylvia ran into her room. And she brought out some candy bars that she was hiding there and saving. And she brought them and cut them up and put them on the table to go with the tea that they were having together. And Ingeborg's mother said, "Wouldn't you like some milk, too?" "Oh, yes, Mommy, that'd be fine." Well, it was Sylvia's mommy, too. And Sylvia said, "Mommy, can I have some chocolate milk?" And she said, "Of course. Happy to have you have chocolate milk." And so they brought out the chocolate milk for the girls. Now, Sylvia and Ingeborg have been sisters for a long time, ever since they were born. And they always honored each other's friendship. They always honored each other's experience as being themselves. And Sylvia liked her pretty dresses on her teddy bears, and Ingeborg liked her overalls on her teddy bears. And they each knew that they were just a little different. They had different likes and different preferences, but they just honored the preferences in each other. "And you know, Mr. Candle?" "Yes, Ingeborg?" "I think that Sylvia is a wonderful girl." "Well, that's nice, but why do you think that?" "Because she lets me be me, and I let her be her, and the two of us just have so much fun being ourselves and being together." "Well, Ingeborg, that certainly is true. If all the boys and girls in the world could enjoy the harmony and happiness that you and Sylvia enjoy together, how wonderful it'd be. You each allow the other to be themselves, and yet you bring out the best in yourself and each other because you're so loving and you're so gentle. Oh, it's a joy to be with you, girls," Mr. Candle said. "It's a joy to be with you." "Oh, Mr. Candle, it's a joy to be with you." And finally, Sylvia spoke up and she said, "Mr. Candle, where in the world can I find another girlfriend as wonderful as Ingeborg is?" "But she's your sister." "I know, but I'm sure there must be other people in the world that are nice too, like that." "Well, I tell you, Sylvia, if you look out in the world with your love-filled eyes, you will find a world filled with love-filled people who just delight in having you around them." "Well, thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you." And Sylvia was so happy. And Ingeborg says, "You know, Mr. Candle, that's the way I do it, too. That's the way I do it, too." And Mr. Candle said, "You girls are wonderful. Uh-oh, here comes the Sandman. Time to go to bed. You jump into your PJs now And mommy, call your mommies and daddies to give you a big hug and a big kiss, and be ready for sweet dreams as Mr. Sandman sprinkles pixie dust all over you. So, boys and girls, I'll see you another time, and until I do, just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.